The Traveler's Journal, January 18th. Canoeing in the Okefenokee, the delta that lies between the Suwannee and St. Mary's Rivers in southeastern Georgia, along Florida's border, is a vast inland swamp. The Creek Indians, early inhabitants of this area, called it Okefenokee, or Land of Trembling Earth. That's an apt description because there's precious little solid ground in the Okefenokee. In fact, except for occasional patches of earth poking through the shallow waters, everything else in the Okie floats on a thick carpet of sodden peat, which vibrates like jello at every step. The Indians hunted and fished here for 1,000 years before the first white men arrived. Since then, various schemes to channel, drain, and farm it have failed miserably. Now a 400,000-acre national wildlife refuge, the Okie is one of the oldest and best-preserved freshwater swamps in the United States. Otter and alligator freely roam its inky waters, searching for bass and other fish which troll beneath the lily-choked surface. Stork, hawk, and heron forage through the air for food, as do deer, bobcat, and fox, on any terra firma enough to support them. The Okie once had a reputation as a haven for outlaws, but now it's a paradise for a few fortunate visitors. There's a long boardwalk, and canoe trips are common, but just 7 overnight permits are issued each day, one for each of the raised plywood platforms that are the only places to camp. There, visitors will find an exquisite, almost unnerving silence, broken only by a gator's hiss, a hawk's screech, and the murmur of wind in the cypress. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.